don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Army National Guard is about more than just serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable. Serving part-time lets you attend school full-time while you take advantage of education benefits that can help you graduate debt-free. If a civilian career is your goal, serving part-time allows you to work at a full-time job. The skills, qualities, and contacts you will develop in the Guard can open doors to a great civilian career. Want to serve but worried about being away from friends and family? Part-time service in the Army National Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want while you enjoy the many benefits of serving your community and nation. You owe it to yourself to learn more about how the Army National Guard can fit into your life. Visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our better-than-normal rain chances continue for at least a couple of more days. And although that can affect some outdoor plans, we need the rain, so be flexible. Our forecast calling for scattered to numerous at times showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. High temperatures in the lower 90s, lows at night in the low 70s. And this forecast continues through tomorrow and through Monday as well. And the storms start to thin out in number on Tuesday. Stay on top of the action with our free weather app. Advanced interactive radar down to the neighborhood level. See where the storms are now, where they're going to be, where's the lightning. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I am your host, Terry Adams, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. I don't think I've said that yet. Of course, I can't remember much. With me, to my left, to the right, is Jason Johnson and the incomparable Postman. We're kind of bouncing all around. I want to give you some G. Edward Griffin need to know. And actually, we talked about this off mic when we were late coming back from a break. Hurricanes Maria and Irma struck Puerto Rico in September 2017, resulting in the deaths of 3,000 people. Nearly 2 years after the disaster, tens of thousands of plastic bottles full of water on pallets were discovered in a field. FEMA says the bottles were delivered in 2017 and turned over to the, quote, central government. Now, it's unclear why the water was abandoned, and it's unclear who's responsible for failing to distribute it to those who needed it. Last month, prosecutors charged six former officials of the Puerto Rican government with embezzling $15 million in hurricane reconstruction money. Folks, the corruption is so deep. If you got rid of every corrupt person in D.C., our government could not function because there wouldn't be anybody left up there to run it.
What's the best way to run it?
Yeah, exactly. A local CBS affiliate said the government hid those packages of water from the people, adding that many were forced to purchase overpriced water from stores in the wake of these storms. Many people died of dehydration and disease from polluted water in the aftermath of the hurricane. Last year, there was a similar case of wasted water in Puerto Rico. CNN, the Communist News Network, reported that 20,000 pallets holding 38 million bottles of water were discovered to have been stored instead of distributed. FEMA reported that it delivered the water, but it was up to the Puerto Rican officials to distribute it, and it never got distributed. Of course, the Puerto Ricans say, well, we got it much too late. And it was a surplus that they, couldn't return it. Yeah, it was too late. That's it. Yeah. Sick people make me sick. Attacking the record of Senator Kamala Harris when she was a prosecutor, Tulsi Gabbard, who I actually like, I don't want her to be my president, but I like her, criticized the way Harris put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when asked if she had ever smoked marijuana herself. She blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row until the courts forced her to do so. She kept people in prisons beyond their sentences to use them as cheap labor for the state of California. And she fought to keep the cash bail system in place that impacts poor people in the worst kind of way. Twitter users, or Tulsi trolls, accused her of being an agent of the Russian President Vladimir Putin. Let me just sum all that up with you in one sentence. Tulsi Gabbard is under attack by the powers that shouldn't be because she represents a threat to them and the way they do things. Unbelievable. Habache Araya, 40, an economic migrant, an illegal, let's just call it what it is, from Eritrea, wherever that is, but living in Switzerland, was arrested for pushing an 8-year-old boy and his mother under a high-speed train at Frankfurt's main station. The boy was killed instantly. She's also accused of trying to push a 78-year-old woman onto the tracks. She fled, but she was tackled by fellow passengers. The suspect faces charges of murder and attempted murder. And interestingly enough, Araya was used in a 2017 campaign by a Swiss NGO as the poster boy for successful integration for illegals into Switzerland. How about that? Unbelievable. Unreal. This also happened in other countries too. In Germany, a Kosovar man from Albania was arrested for shoving people in front of a train. Folks, here's the deal. The Muslims believe that it's okay, according to their holy book, the Quran, it's okay to lie to non-believers, infidels, as they call them, in order to get into their good graces so they can either, number one, convert them to Islam, or number two, kill them. And that's the God's honest truth. And we're letting our governments facilitating the influx of these people whose Quran says they are not to assimilate into any other culture, and we're letting them in our country. We're electing them to office. America's committing suicide, folks, right in front of our eyes. Let me get a sup here. All right, all you people who believe the official story of 9/11, you'll want to turn off your radio for a second. Five fire commissioners from Franklin Square and Munson Fire District, which oversees a volunteer fire department that performed search and rescue operations following the 9/11 attacks, passed a resolution calling for a new investigation into 9/11. The resolution says there is overwhelming evidence that pre-planted explosives caused the destruction of the three World Trade Center buildings. Their goal is to get every fire district in the state to go on record supporting a new investigation. The U.S. Attorney's Office says it will present the petition to a special grand jury. Now, folks, as I've said many, many times, that if you ever take the time to go into and research the events of that infamous day, you will understand why 9/11 just won't die. I have no doubt that a thorough investigation will lead straight back to elements within our own government that facilitated this attack. You have to ask yourself, who flew the planes? Number one, they weren't flown by hijackers. They were remotely controlled. Who decided not to send up our air interception fighters? Who decided not to stop these planes? Somebody had to make that decision. If you remember, was it Payne Stewart's small jet? They asphyxiated in it, and within 5 minutes of no contact from that jet, there were two F-15s shadowing it. 5 minutes. We had 45-minute lead time, and we couldn't get a single jet up there for these four hijacked airliners. Something ain't right here, folks. Think logically. Something's not right.
None of it's right.
No, it's not.
It does not add up at all whatsoever. The only people that believe the narrative are the ones that have not done their own research.
Exactly. And my friend Mike, who's dead, and I love Mike. I loved him to death. He was my best friend, probably the best friend I've ever had in my whole life. The one thing he and I would argue about was 9/11, and I started talking about Building 7. He didn't even know what Building 7 was. He didn't even know it existed yet.
Yeah.
He was adamant about, oh, no, no, no.
I still hear a lot of people saying, what are you talking about, Building 7?
Exactly.
A lot of people don't even know that there was the third building that went down. They only know about the Twin Towers. And I'm like, you know, the one that didn't get hit by a plane,
uh-huh,
fell at free fall speed anyway?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but even people that somewhat think critically just don't even put it together in their own mind that it doesn't add up, none of it.
Exactly.
Did you ever... Did you ever hear the story about the vault that was under the World Trade Center?
And you mean all the gold that just been?
Right, and all the gold.
Gee,
that
I never heard about that. Tell me about it.
There's a football field size vault, well, nearly the size of a football field vault that's under that. And
it's building 3 or 5, I forget.
It's one of them. I can't remember the number of it.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was money and gold in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it might have seemed like a robbery more than anything.
Have you ever seen the movie Die Hard with a Vengeance?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go. They showed us what they were going to do on Die Hard with a Vengeance. Same thing.
Yeah.
It's a fake terrorist, but it was really about simple robbery.
Mm-hmm.
Stealing gold. Dump trucks of it.
Right.
Why would we take supposed debris, load them into 100 dump trucks, and have police on these dump trucks protecting just what's supposed to be simple rubble?
Yeah.
Does that add up?
No, it doesn't.
They were transporting gold in those dump trucks. They were just like the movie. We always talk about how they're using entertainment to show us what they're going to do. You better believe it.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Yeah.
I believe that with all my heart.
None of it adds up.
No, it's impossible.
It wasn't there some kind of evidence being stored in Building 7?
Oh, man, all kind of
indictments.
Most of them were Wall Street, big banks and stuff, evidence that they had to drop the cases because the evidence was destroyed.
Yeah, kind of like, what was it, the Oklahoma City bombing. You know,
mm-hmm.
it was slammed full of some good evidence,
mm-hmm.
Implicating Hillary Clinton, of
mm-hmm.
course, where she was supposed to be indicted.
Well, when you got here this afternoon and we started talking about what was going on with that Walmart, you said something that really stuck with me, and that is the local affiliates, if you can ever, something like this happens, if you can ever listen to what the local affiliates saying, you need to listen, because they're going to tell you the truth because they don't know what the official narrative is supposed to be yet. And it's like you said, that original story where they talked about 18 dead, multiple shooters, suddenly you're hearing one guy, 10 dead and only one suspect, and you can't find those initial reports. They've been scrubbed.
They get scrubbed quick.
We get the truth initially, but you better grab it quick, because as soon as the feds take over, that's gone. The narrative gets followed after that.
Oh, and it doesn't do any good just to save it to your device.
No, they're going to
save it to an external source because it will be scrubbed from your own device.
You better believe it. All right, let's hit a break, guys. Folks, we'll be back, hopefully, in 3 minutes.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A One-Stop Truck Repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5, right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Take five. Actually, we just took three. So we owe you two. No, you owe us two. Welcome back to the program. I am your host, Terry Adams. I just got back from Minnesota. Actually, Minneapolis. And we were talking at that break where we took too long. How Minneapolis is turning into the model type city that they want for this new world order. All these high rises have been refurbed into small apartments. They want you living in a small apartment. They don't want you to have a car. If you have a car in Minnesota, you have a total of, or in Minneapolis, you have a total of two gas stations in Minneapolis proper that you want to get gas. Half the roads are closed to traffic by cars. You have to use a scooter or bicycle. It's incredible. It's horrible. If you want, and of course you have to park in a parking garage, and it's $24 for 24 hours to park. It's unbelievable. They penalize you for having an automobile. This is where it's headed, folks. They're going to get us out of the urban or rural areas and into the urban areas because they don't want you having your own property out in the middle of nowhere, which, as I talked about earlier, it's not really yours anyway. You're just allowing usage. You're paying to be able to use it for the span of your life, which is nothing in the overall scheme of things. You know, one thing, guys, that's really bothered me is how fringe groups are allowed to set the narrative for the country, and it infuriates me. How does this happen? It's because the media, which has been the totally controlled treasonous media, has been weaponized. It's just like, let me read you this story. Mario Lopez became the latest target of the media and leftist organizations for saying that parents should hesitate before declaring their three-year-old child is transgender, merely because they say they're feeling a certain way or they think they're a boy or think they're a girl. Because when you're a kid, you don't know anything about sexuality yet. You're just a kid. Well, he had to apologize on Wednesday for his, quote, ignorant and insensitive comments after GLAAD, a non-governmental media monitoring organization funded by LGBT people in the media, contacted his employer and demanded he be fired. This is unbelievable how they're letting this kind of stuff happen, folks. Well, there's a meeting going on right now. All the elites are getting together to try to figure out how to solve our climate change problem. Google co-founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin are entertaining an elite group, including former President Obama, Prince Harry, Leonardo DiCaprio, Katy Perry, and they're all at their three-day Google summer camp in Sicily. Now, everything about this meeting is secret, but it has been implied their goal is to explore solutions to world problems, including such non-problems as global warming and the need for more women in engineering careers. I didn't get the memo that was a big problem. Sorry about that. Clearly, there's a hidden agenda more important than that. According to Italian press reports, the attendees are expected to show up in no less than 114 private jets, which will spew 100,000 kilograms of CO2, which is not really a good thing if they really think CO2 is causing global warming. But it's a $20 million gig. It's a $20 million shindig. It's just the latest scam by the elites, this whole global warming thing. It's about the haves that want to take what we have nots, what little we have left, because they want it all. They want total control. They want every penny in your checking account, and they'll get it. It's coming. This blew me away when I read this story, this next one. Now, PBS, I don't think anybody out there can argue PBS is a conservative group. They're not. They're more liberal. Well, that organization, along with Dr. Henry Louis Gates, reported that between 1525 and 1866, in the entire history of the slave trade to the New World, 12.5 million Africans were shipped to the New World. Only about 388,000 were shipped to North America. Today in Africa, there are an estimated 9.2 million people living in modern-day slavery. But Western politicians do not speak out against this injustice. The Communist News Network, CNN, reported in March that 20,000 children were believed to be working as slaves on Lake Volta in the fishing industry in Ghana, Africa. You see, slavery exists in other countries that also suffer from poverty, including China, India, Pakistan, North Korea. But it speaks volumes to me that so-called black leaders in this country would rather focus on the events of a century and a half ago and slavery reparations rather than try and stop the ongoing slave trade now. They don't care about that because, see, it's rather simple. There's no money in stopping global slavery. There's no money in it. But there's money in demanding reparations and getting a cut of it. That's where the money is.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a... It's kind of backwards, isn't it?
Isn't
I mean,
it?
There's a slave trade going on right here on U.S. soil.
Why don't they try to stop it?
I mean,
they're involved in it.
Right here in Montgomery, Alabama, little Millbrook, Prattville. You know what I'm saying? And they're trying to get money for reparations. And you know, slavery was a bad thing.
It was terrible.
It was. And you know, I hadn't been on the planet for that long, I kind of came in on the
your grandfather on probably
the, right
yeah
and he would actually you know tell us stories about it.
Was he a slave?
No, he's born in 1875.
Okay, he missed it. Yeah,
his parents were one.
So your great grandparents.
Right, his parents. Yeah, my great
yeah.
grandparents.
Double greats.
But
two great,
triple great.
Triple. Right, they were like four times.
Wow, oh, quadruple yeah. greats. Anyway, go ahead.
But anyway, my grandfather on my granddad's side. Now he was an Indian.
Oh, really?
He was a Cherokee Indian.
Wow.
He was he was taken from a raid. In other words, where they kill all the adults, and
the children.
They keep the women and keep the children.
The women for. Breeding,
right,
uh-huh. and the children because they're young enough that you can indoctrinate them and pretty much
right.
like getting a kitten or a puppy, you can train it and get it the way you want it. Yeah,
right. And he never was a slave.
Good.
And as a matter of fact, the Scott Irish farmer that actually took him in, he treated him like a son, as I heard.
Wow.
And when he became an adult, he gave him land. And he ended up, you know, having a, what they call back in the day, a 10-horse farm. So he was actually wealthy.
He took the name and everything?
Right, took the name and everything.
Wow, that's good. Yeah. That's great. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. But going back to 1619, that's when it all started. you know, there was it happened in Virginia.
A Dutch slave ship?
Yeah, right? it had to do with tobacco.
Yes, they need it. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's what it had to do with it. It happened in 1619. And they actually hired the Dutch.
And it wasn't really set up for that, was it? It just kind of happened.
Yeah.
That's why I read it anyway.
I mean, think about it. That was 400 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, to this year. And that's what all this reparation is all about.
Well, you would know the answer to this. All right. The ones who owned the plantations, the one with all the money in the South, the big, you know, plantation owners back in the South, you know, where'd that money go? When the Union took over, where did all that money go? What happened to it?
There's some still buried. And
Confederate money?
Right. Yes, it is. But the actual, it's been in the ground, you know, for a long time now. As a matter of fact, there's several stories about money being hidden in Georgia. Namely, it's a little town called Swainsboro. I don't know if you ever heard of it before.
No, I haven't.
But anyway, it's between Augusta and Savannah. And there was a really, really huge plantation there. And there was one mistress, you know, who was she was the only surviving heir. And that was just last century.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in her 60s or 70s at the time. And she loved poetry and alcohol. So can you imagine?
Wow. Poetry and alcohol.
And,
they do kind of go together, don't they?
Yeah, and from the pictures of this house in Swainsboro, it doesn't exist anymore because one night she got in a rage and got in her poetry and her alcohol, and she set it afire, and she burned it to the ground. And it was kind of like on the John Wayne picture, The Undefeated. Have you ever seen it?
Yes.
The movie?
Yes.
And what Rock Hudson, you know, does to the plantation house. I mean, that was a grandiose house. And and I actually loved the way that house looked. But as the troops came through, if I'm not mistaken, what were those red legs that came through?
Yes, Missouri Red Legs.
And he set it fire as just as they were leaving. And on the way to Mexico to get put in slavery.
Jesus.
That was a true story.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another story connected to that I don't have time to tell right now. And it goes all the way to Panama. Can you believe it?
Yes.
And it resonates, you know, with the Panama Canal. It's fascinating. And there's some people out there that know what I'm talking about now. And they're ascended. They know.
Mm-hmm.
They know what I'm talking about.
Well, the reason I ask you that question is I contend that if you want to give slave reparations, I don't have a problem with that, provided you take the money from the ones who have it. And that ain't us. It's not the taxpayer. We don't have that money. I think the money was absorbed, stolen by the Union, or what little was turned in from the Union raiders that didn't bury it somewhere and come back and get it. There's stories of those in Tennessee, too. My cousin lives above Jackson. There's a big story there, and I forget the Union general that they raided through there, and supposedly there in a little town called Tresvant, they stopped and buried, you know, millions of dollars worth of gold and other stuff.
Yeah, most of it is gold. It's Confederate gold.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stories about it being buried throughout Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some in Swainsboro. You just got to find it.
Man, that's the problem. That's the hard part.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's hit this break, folks. This is Clear in the Air. Is anybody out there? I wonder if people are listening to us. 272-9228. We'll be back in 5 very long, torturous minutes, hopefully.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and Factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active Military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
You know, we rely on our vehicles so much, and sometimes we don't give them the TLC, that tender loving care that they need. Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam. There's nothing worse than breaking down when you're on a trip or just running across town, for Pete's sake. You know what? All you have to do is go down to Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. They can take care of business. But the best thing to do is, if you have any suspicion whatsoever that your tires need replacing, that your oil needs changing, your transmission fluid, anything under the hood, or anything on the road, Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone can take care of business. I've been going over there now for 40 years. Some of the absolute best ASE mechanics that you will find anywhere. Do yourself a favor. They're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Go by Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone for those Firestone and Bridgestone tires at a great, great price. You'll be glad you did. Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. They're on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass.
My caretaker was very rough with me, but I thought they did it because I wasn't moving fast enough.
My son was supposed to help take care of me, but he was never around.
Elder abuse is a crime, and together we can stop it. If you or someone you know has been abused, neglected, or exploited, call the Adult Abuse Hotline at 1-800-458-7214. That's 1-800-458-7214. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the ABA, and this station.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Bachelor Technologies ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Bachelor Technologies. Bachelor Technologies, your single source of network support. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's Public Schools. From Bachelor Technologies and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. Our better-than-normal rain chances continue for at least a couple of more days, and although that can affect some outdoor plans, we need the rain, so be flexible. Our forecast calling for scattered to numerous at times showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. High temperatures in the lower 90s, lows at night in the low 70s, and this forecast continues through tomorrow and through Monday as well, and the storms start to thin out in number on Tuesday. Stay on top of the action with our free weather app. Advanced interactive radar down to the neighborhood level. See where the storms are now, where they're going to be, where's the lightning. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. The number here in the Blue Dale building is 272-9228. That's 272-9228. If anyone out there hears my voice right now, I'm beginning to wonder. A whistleblower working for Apple has revealed to The Guardian that Siri, its popular voice-activated virtual assistant, which now, by the way, is in millions of households, regularly records people having sex, and it captures countless other invasive moments that people believed were private, including confidential medical information and drug deals, which it promptly sends to Apple contractors for, quote, quality control. Now, the recordings are reportedly accompanied by user data showing location, contact details, and application data. How about that? Alexa's already been exposed for similar practices in its own terms of use, whatever you want to call it. Folks, why would you have anything like this in your home? If you have one, please get rid of it. And something else you can do to fight this invasion of our privacy is, as you hear my voice on the radio, when you get on your computer, Google something you have absolutely no interest in. That totally throws their algorithm off, because they have an electronic dossier and algorithm on all of us that knows what you like to search for, it knows everything about you. Throw it off. Google mating habits of an Australian red-tailed wombat or something crazy like that. Just Google it. Something you're not interested in, it messes their algorithm up. Just FYI. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
It's Cooter.
Hey, Mr. Cooter, how are you, sir?
Man, I'm doing great, and y'all?
Okay, doing all right. It's good to hear your voice.
You too, Bill. Hey, I was reading online a while ago on this Walmart shooting thing.
Yeah, what's the latest?
20 dead, they're saying now.
20. Went from 18 to 10 to 20.
But what always happens in these? Multiple shooters.
Yeah, witnesses always say they saw at least 2, 3, 4 black, always had black SWAT-type stuff on with automatic-looking weapons.
I'm reading here now, one of the witnesses that was in the store with her adult children, but she says she saw 4 men dressed in black moving together, firing guns indiscriminately.
There you go. That's exactly what happens every time.
But they've got the pictures that were caught on the in-store cameras. It's just one man, in civilian clothes.
Of course.
At least this one, they said he surrendered. They said the police never fired a shot, and yet he was shooting for 20 minutes, and the police were there.
And then he just surrendered?
And then he just surrendered to him.
That don't add up.
And already they got the name. They've already found a manifesto that he put online.
Jeez.
I mean, this is all done in advance. Terry.
Absolutely it is.
The manifesto was, they had the patsy there.
Yep.
And there's military or CIA or somebody, some organized group of people that's doing this.
Absolutely.
I said, this woman says you saw four men all dressed in black.
Mm-hmm.
The one that was in San Bernardino a few years ago.
Yes.
There were men dressed in black that did that, and then they had the man and the woman, Muslims that they said did it.
Of course.
This guy apparently doesn't like Hispanics. Ah. This reason he's doing this.
Right. So he decided to go to Walmart and take out a few of them, huh?
So we've got Trump's going to be blamed for stirring up discrimination against Hispanics and wanting to build his wall.
Yep.
And this is a white man that did this, that hated Hispanics, and it's all going to be Trump's fault. And it's all going to be, immigration laws need to be changed so this stuff doesn't happen. It's all for a reason, Terry.
And
it always
take our
is.
Guns, too. Always remember they want to take our guns.
Yep. You remember a couple of weeks ago in California at that festival? Where
the Gilroy Festival.
Yeah. Initially, there were two shooters there.
Yep.
And they said that... Initially, they said the police killed the gunman. The autopsy now is saying that the gunman killed himself.
Exactly. And he also was an Iranian American. They left that out, too.
They said he killed himself. I'm betting that it was his partner that did it.
You better
believe
it.
Before his partner left.
Yeah, because, we've seen this so many times when the FBI, they set up these drills. With these guys, they set them up, they fund them, they tell them what they need to do, and then they get them to the point there, and then they turn on them and sacrifice them.
That's what Waco was about.
Yes, sir.
If you remember, they were getting ready to take some money away, or I don't remember exactly how it was, but defund them or or rearrange the funding of them, and, mm-hmm. and then the FBI needed something big to justify their existence.
Yep.
The ATF was on the cutting board.
ATF, there you go, ATF.
And then, of course, you had Schumer, who had the Omnibus Terrorist Act in waiting, ready to submit the day that happened.
How convenient. Yep.
How convenient.
Anyway, guys, I just wanted to tell you what I was reading here, and I love all of you, man.
Love you, too.
Y'all take care.
Take care, buddy.
All right.
See you. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, man? It's good to hear your voice again.
Thank you. It's good to have a voice to be heard.
All right. Yeah, I miss you on the weeknights bad. But
thank you.
What I wanted to say is that, I kind of had a question about a statement you guys made earlier about a building number 7.
Yes.
And it's like this is the first time I've heard of it. And so I've been listening to the show, and mm-hmm. I've been, you know, and I try to Google it, and it will give me no information.
Imagine that.
Yeah, all it will tell me is, like, all it will say is, like, there were other buildings that collapsed because of those buildings, but it wouldn't give me any specifics.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you now my curiosity's, you know, getting okay. the best of it.
All right. I'll tell you what. If you'll hang up, I'll go through Building 7 for everybody and let you know what it was and what happened.
All right. I do appreciate that.
Thanks, man. Take care. All right, Building 7 was called the Solomon Brothers Building. It was a 47-story high-rise metal frame skyscraper. It was about 300 feet from the two twin towers. The afternoon around 5 o'clock, it collapsed. It fell. It actually exceeded freefall speed initially. They claimed that debris from the falling towers and uncontrolled office furnishing fires is the reason it collapsed. NIST, National Institute for Standards and Technology, did a very long, very detailed report breaking it down to a certain connector within the building they claimed failed. NIST lied. They got busted because they happened to have a news conference and a science physics, high school physics teacher applied and got granted access to the meeting. Well, he was there and he watched them show the collapse scenario. Well, the problem is they started their timer a good 3 seconds before the building ever moved. Well, he pointed that out, and we're talking live TV. They had no choice but to listen to him and go, gee, gosh, we messed up. You're right. Well, when you time it correctly, the building exceeded free fall speed initially. NIST said, we found no explosive residue. Explosives were not used. Well, yes, explosives were not used. Somebody had enough sense to go, did you look for explosive residue? And they said, no, we didn't. That building was detonated. It was brought down. The man who owned all of the Trade Center buildings, he leased them, was a guy named Larry Silverstein. 2 years after 9/11, he was on a documentary talking about Building 7, and he said, I remember that day. The fire chief called. There had been a tremendous loss of life, so we agreed to just pull it. So I told him, I gave him the command, go ahead and pull Building 7. Now, pull it is a detonation term for set the explosives off. That's a given. That's what that means. He admitted that he told the fire chief to explode, detonate the building. He's never been brought up on charges. As a matter of fact, he walked away after suing the insurance company, claiming there were two different claims, two different terrorist attacks. He walked away with over $7 billion in insurance money. Building 7 is the key. Building 7 was not hit by a plane. It wasn't hit by anything. According to the fire department, it had sparse fires that were easily controlled, but it fell within its own footprint at free fall speed at a little after 5 o'clock that afternoon. An interesting side note is that afternoon on TV, the BBC, the ladies on there talking, Jane Stanley, I believe was her name, BBC commentator. Behind her is a huge screen showing live shot of New York City. She says, we're getting word Building 7 has collapsed. Well, behind her on the screen, you can clearly see Building 7. She got her cues too early. It had not collapsed yet. Interesting. She refuses to talk about it now. She's retired, but she will not talk about it. The BBC knew. All of the elites knew. This was all planned. It had been planned for quite a while. Building 7's the key. No question. We got the guy admitting that he told him to bring it down, but yeah, everybody is just so apathetic. Nobody cares. Nobody wants to hear. And the amazing thing to me, guys, is you're called unpatriotic when you start questioning what we were told about 9/11. Immediately, you're considered unpatriotic. Well, I'm sorry, but in my mind, telling the truth and trying to preserve this democratic republic is a hell of a lot more patriotic than going along with a lie that's dividing and destroying this country. That's just my opinion. We got to hit a break. We'll be back in just a minute.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Visit beautiful Jasmine Hill Gardens located in Wetumpka. Purchase your annual pass to experience year-round beauty and events. The 500th household to purchase a household annual pass to Jasmine Hill Gardens wins a dinner for four by City Grill Restaurant. Visit jasminehill.org for details.
You know, we rely on our vehicles so much, and sometimes we don't give them the TLC, that tender, loving care that they need. Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam. There's nothing worse than breaking down when you're on a trip or just running across town, for Pete's sake. You know what? All you have to do is go down to Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. They can take care of business. But the best thing to do is if you have any suspicion whatsoever that your tires need replacing, that your oil needs changing, your transmission fluid, anything under the hood or anything on the road, Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone can take care of business. I've been going over there now for 40 years. Some of the absolute best ASE mechanics that you will find anywhere. Do yourself a favor. They're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Go by Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone for those Firestone and Bridgestone tires at a great, great price. You'll be glad you did. Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. They're on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass.
Coach Nick Saban.
Helping children is very important to Miss Terry and me. As parents, it saddens us to know that there are more than 5,000 children in foster care in Alabama. These children need loving, nurturing families to care for them. We ask you to join the team and become champions for children by opening your heart, opening your home, and becoming a foster or adoptive parent.
For more information, call 1-866-4-AL-KIDS. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Yeah, Building 7's a key. I could talk 9/11 all night, because if when you start really digging into that, there is no way the official story can be accurate. If you're a hijacker and you have to catch a certain flight to hijack at a certain time and you've only got a very short window, why would you go to another city where you've only got about a 20-minute window to take a flight and get to the Boston Logan Airport and only have about 20 minutes to catch the flight you're supposed to hijack? Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you just go to the Boston airport at the time you're supposed to hijack and get on the plane? Which, by the way, none of the hijackers were on any of the passenger list of these flights. Ask yourself how that's possible. Because there were no hijackers on the flights. That's how. And what hijacker leaves a manifesto explaining exactly the entire plan of what they're going to do in the car they rented in the parking garage at the airport if they're going to commit a suicide mission? Why would you do that? None of it makes sense. How did his passport wind up on the street outside of the World Trade Center towers after the plane purportedly that he was in purportedly crashed into the Trade Center tower? Unsinged. How'd that happen? That's one hell of a damn passport, I can tell you that. None of this makes sense, folks, because it's not true. And you have to understand there was one video feed that day that all of the networks used. And there's a lot of very good evidence showing that what they did was they manipulated the feed to show you what they inserted airplanes and other things into the film. One particular point shows the plane completely penetrating one of the towers and the nose coming out of the other side. Now explain to me how a very malleable, a lightweight aluminum aircraft nose can penetrate 4-inch thick steel columns and come out the other side unfazed. That's impossible. Use your common sense, folks. It did not happen the way they claimed it happened. And the way they show the plane penetrating the second, we get a better view of the second one. When they show the plane melting into the building, it's like a Bugs Bunny Roadrunner Hour cartoon, the way it just morphs into the building. There would have been a fireball. There would have been debris scattered everywhere. Wasn't.
It just disappears, doesn't it?
Yes, it's just gone.
How the aluminum wings don't fall off the plane and hit the ground?
No, they cut through those 4-inch steel.
Cut through the 4-inch steel.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, that's going to happen.
That's believable, yeah.
It's just, it's so comical, but people buy it. I don't understand it.
That aircraft would have to travel near speed of light to actually cut that.
Well, that's another thing. According to data of what hit the Pentagon, they claim that thing was going over 500 miles an hour, 3 feet off the ground. Was it a 67 or 57, I forget, whichever, is incapable of those speeds at lower altitudes because the air's so much thicker. Whatever hit the Pentagon so far surpassed the performance of a 750, 60, whichever it was, there's no way it could have done that. The plane could not have done what they claim it did. No pilot in a simulator has been able to duplicate Hani Hanjour's purported feats behind the yoke of a 767 when he hit the Pentagon. You know why? Because Hani Hanjour wasn't behind the yoke of a 767 that hit the Pentagon. A missile hit the Pentagon. That's why the hole is only 8 to 10 feet in diameter. You know, if the hole don't fit, you must have quit. Well, there you go. It's insane.
If it ain't fitting, it just ain't fitting.
There you go. It don't fit. It ain't fitting, as she would say. So 9/11 is a crock of you-know-what, folks. It was all designed, well, several reasons. The Patriot Act was waiting. The NDAA came on the heels of that. It took away habeas corpus. Basically, it said that if they suspect you of being a terrorist, they can come and get you. You cannot have a lawyer. They can take you away. You'd have no legal representation. They can put you wherever they want to put you in one of the CIA secret prisons. And if anyone, say your neighbor happens to be out walking the dog and he sees those two black Suburbans with those 15 guys with the AR-15s and the all blacked out and kicking your door in and snatching you, if they say a word about it, they too can be taken away. It's in it. Read it.
Well, in the Patriot Act, I believe there's parts in there that basically puts everybody into the category of terrorists because you have all the ingredients to become a terrorist.
If you're a homeschooler, I mean, there's a list. Yeah. If you're a homeschooler, you're a possible domestic terrorist. It goes on and on.
What you have under your kitchen sink is enough to put you away for terrorism.
Mm-hmm. If you know chemicals, they're right.
Yeah, you don't even have to know it. You just have to have it. And everybody does.
True, the way they look at it, right. But what I'm saying is, if you know your chemistry, like if you've got a copy of, I don't know, an anarchist cookbook, you can make some pretty powerful stuff at home. Not that you would want to, but that's true.
Yeah.
Not that I would know that personally, but I've heard that.
Yeah. They have it worded where everybody falls into the category of a potential terrorist.
Yeah. You know, and I posted this on Clear and Dare. You know what the odds are that you're going to be killed in a terrorist attack? It's 1 in 46,808. You have a better chance of choking on food and dying, being killed on a bicycle, being shot by a gun, police shooting you, an airplane or spaceship accident. You got a better chance of dying from a heat wave, a better chance of being attacked by an animal, a sharp object killing you, suicide, kidney disease, influenza, diabetes, Alzheimer's, stroke, accident, lung disease, any injury, cancer, heart disease, assault by sharp object, any force of nature, smoke, or fire.
And yet grandma's got to get frisked at the airport.
It's insane. I hate going to Atlanta's airport, but at least they have trams and they get you through there quick. Charlotte rivals Atlanta. I had no idea how big that airport was and the number of people there. It took us 30 minutes to get through TSA. It's terrible. They have no trams. They got moving sidewalks. But if you've got to go to a gate that's three or four more gates away, you better figure on a 30-minute walk. It's terrible. But yeah, TSA's. Don't get me started on TSA. But anyway, 272-9228. As I said before, America's gone, folks, and I hate to keep bringing that up, but if you believe that America's Babylon, then you know what the Bible says is going to happen, and we know this is going to happen to this country. And maybe you, one of you two guys, or both y'all, may know the scriptures better than I do, which I wouldn't doubt. But doesn't it say that we're to get out of Babylon?
Right. Yeah. It does.
I thought so. We're supposed to get out of Babylon.
Right. Yeah. It says, come out from her.
Come out. That's right. Come out from her.
Mm-hmm. It actually, it's talking about it physically and
mentally
or emotionally.
Yeah, and behaviorally, for sure.
Don't get caught in a situation like Lot's wife did. You know, she missed all them shots. And while the fine linen was, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And she had to look back to see what was going on there, because he told them not to look back.
Yeah. Well, it just amazes me, you know, and folks, in case you haven't noticed, this is no longer the of, by, and for the people government that is running this ordained by Most High God system that's meant... It was supposed to have been for us to always do the right thing and take care of the other countries in the world, but it's not the case anymore. It's just, that's not the way it works anymore. And it's just, it breaks my heart. I never dreamt this would have happened in my lifetime, but America's gone. If you believe the 1871, where we were changed to the corporation, the United States Incorporated, basically we were turned into a corptocracy. Do you believe that, Postman?
Oh yeah, most definitely. And it's ran from all planets. And because that's where most of the money is being pumped to the facilities, the offshore facilities. And it's not too difficult to believe, folks. All you got to do is do a little research, and you'll find out. That
and there's the problem.
There's a breakaway civilization
Yes,
mankind,
millions.
And there's millions of people involved in this. And these are the elites. And they actually want, people to go to these different sites that they have all planet. Sirius is one. It's in the asteroid belt. That is that's a mining operation.
I've heard Mars, too.
Yeah, Mars is one. That is a facility that's a... That's for the building of space platforms, like the one that Mr. MBB 333 had on his program. It was a high altitude space carrier or a space platform. And one of these vessels, the vessel that was in the actual picture that Terry had on his Clearing Air Facebook page, this